Welcome to Quick Tips for Dads. My name is Randy. I am your host. Today, we're discussing part 4 of our 9-part series on 9 ways to become a better father right now. My reactions to the article from dailydad.com on how to become a better father right now. Today, we discuss part 4. Address the wounds in your past. Don't let your children suffer for them. This, I imagine, has caused more heartache than most things in the world, is that parents allow their past traumas and their past hurts to hurt their children. Please listen along as we discuss how to not let your children suffer for your past hurts. What is up, guys? Randy here with Quick Tips for Dads. Today, we've got a really interesting topic, I think. This is, again, part 4 of a 9-part series. Today's episode is on addressing the wounds in your past. Don't let your children suffer for them. That is the title of this section in the article from dailydad.com. I really like this topic. I think it's a really interesting topic to discuss. And here's why. I think so many problems in society, this is just Randy's belief here, but I believe the majority of our problems in society could be solved if parents would simply not take out their own frustrations and not take out their own traumas on their children. Now, the trauma spectrum is broad and expanse. It is humongous. I don't want to minimize anybody's experience because trauma is real, and depression, anxiety, all these different things are very real. And I don't want to minimize anybody's experiences because that would not be a cool thing to do. What I do want to do is discuss ways to treat them before you let them hurt or harm your child because of the way you are reacting. So, whoever wrote this, I'm assuming it's Ryan Holiday, the guy that runs Daily Dad and the Daily Dad podcast. He says, many of us unconsciously rehash the past by interacting with our kids in the same way our parents dealt with us. Some of these interactions are positive. Maybe your dad read a particular book to you, and that special memory is something you relive every time you read your child the same book. But other things aren't so positive. Many times, in an attempt to heal our own inner wounds, we will relive these moments with our children. Take stock of how you react to your kids when they misbehave. Are you using any phrases or doing any actions that remind you of something that happened when you were a child? You will be amazed at the amount of parental mistakes we unconsciously carry into the next generation. Now, when I read that, I thought, man, I don't know. I don't have a whole lot of trauma. I've dealt with, you know, depression in the past, but from my parents, I don't have a whole lot of trauma. But as I think about it, there are obvious things that I don't necessarily want to do for my child that my parents did to me. One of the primary ones is yelling, and my parents were not violent by any stretch of the imagination, but we got yelled at sometimes. My dad, we joked that he had what's called a Halloween voice, that when he got really upset, the Halloween voice came out and it shook the house. It was something to be frightened of. And there are some other instances where, you know, maybe my parents acted in a way that I don't necessarily want to act when I get overwhelmed or stressed or whatever those stimulus might be. And so we all have those things that we carry with us from when we were children. Maybe you had a dad that spanked you really hard and was physically abusive, or maybe whatever trauma you might experience. Maybe you're yelled at on a daily basis. Maybe your dad played with you harder than you thought, and you would never do that to your child. Maybe there are more serious, egregious traumas that you have experienced, and that would be horrible. You don't want to pass those along because you know how that feels. You didn't like that. You didn't like it when your parent or grandparent or person that you trusted that was older than you did certain things to you. And there are certain things that I would never do to my child. I'd try my hardest not to yell at my baby because he doesn't know any different. He doesn't know any better. He knows how to cry to get what he wants. If he needs food, if he needs a new diaper, if he's tired. I mean, those are kind of the big three for him. If he's in pain, big four, I guess. But he doesn't know. And my job is not to be a tyrant and disciplinarian where it's the stick or the carrot, where it's always the stick, where I'm always trying to, for lack of a better term, beat my children into submission. That's not what I want. I believe there is time for discipline and time for a little bit of, for lack of a better term, sternness, maybe. But being stern doesn't mean you're angry. It doesn't mean you're violently upset. It doesn't mean that you will explode at the slightest provocation. That's not what we mean. You can be kind, but you can be firm, and you can be stern with your children and change their course, change the direction. Now, the beautiful thing about life, one of the many beautiful things about life, is that we have opportunities to be what I like to call chain breakers. There are family trees that are just littered with trauma or abuse or struggle or any of these different things where you have a mental difficulty in doing one thing or another, or you feel like you have to be aggressive or be violent or shame or guilt or whatever it might be. Some people even have dealt with that same chain of addiction in their family. They think, well, I was born to a parent who was addicted to, you know, you fill in the blank. Therefore, I am destined to be addicted to fill in the blank. But through the generations, we can become breakers. We can become links in the chain that don't follow that bad chain, that don't continue that bad habit, that bad you fill in the blank. We can be the change that the world needs. We can be the ones that think, you know, my dad acted in a certain way. He might have yelled and screamed in this situation or gotten really mad at me or spanked me or hit me or, again, fill in the blank. But you don't have to do that. You can choose how you react. And I think that's beautiful. There are times where I'm sure that many of you have been here where it's, you know, getting late. You're a little baby, guy, girl, whatever it is, just doesn't want to sleep. Or even worse, wakes you up after you've been asleep for a few hours and you have to get up early to go to school or to give a presentation at work or whatever it might be. And you end up being up most of the night with your baby. You're not going to not get up with your baby, but you can choose how to react and you can fight those tendencies. You can fight the anger. You can fight the yelling. You can fight all the bad things that you don't want to be. And you can be kind. You can make a choice. I have done this more times than I care to admit, where I can feel myself getting overwhelmed by a screaming baby or a wiggly baby at bedtime or a baby that is just so upset in the middle of the night, 2 a.m, we're like, do we need to go to the emergency room? Because we don't know what's wrong. We've changed his diaper. We've given him Tylenol. We've given him the essential oils on his tummy, whatever it might be to try and calm him down. And he just will not. And there are times where admittedly I've had to hand him over to my wife and say, I'm really sorry. I need a break because I don't want to do something that I will end up regretting. But I really, truly believe that we can fight those negative tendencies and that we can choose to be a chain breaker. The thing is, we have to choose well beforehand how we want to react. I have made a conscious effort to choose well before I'm in the scenario to be upset with my baby, my toddler, that I will not yell at him. And I think I've done pretty well so far. Maybe as he gets into the teenage years and, you know, 10, 15 years, that tune may change. But I've noticed that he reacts differently when I react calmly. And when I try and not let my own childhood traumas or my own issues with how my parents did certain things affect the way I interact with my child, because it doesn't matter how somebody else that I trusted reacted with me. All that matters is how I can shield them from the negative and I can give them the positive. The article finishes this section by saying, you might also have internal expectations for your kids, such as good grades or athletic prowess or artistic abilities. Are these the same things your parents expected of you? Do some soul searching and think about your own childhood. Keep the good things and pass them on to your children. Acknowledge the bad things and find ways to heal them through therapy or spiritual pursuits, but don't take them out on your kids. I think that was just extraordinarily profound. Let your expectations for what your kids are supposed to be, let them go. Because we don't know who or what they are, especially when they're just babies. We don't know what they're going to become. All we have to do and our job really is just to help them become the best version of themselves that they can become. And as he finishes here, find ways to heal your own trauma. Go to therapy. Go do spiritual pursuits, whatever it might be. I am a very huge proponent of therapy. I've been there myself. I was in a bad way 4 or 5 years ago with depression and anxiety and just other things that I was going through individually. And therapy was extraordinarily helpful because I had somebody that I could tell everything to and work things out. Another thing that has helped me is mental hygiene through taking a piece of paper, writing all my thoughts, all my angers, all my fears, all my good things, all my bad things, and dumping them onto this paper so that I can take my feelings out on an inanimate object. This was something that I learned at a workshop for couples that we attended as newlyweds, to take your emotions and take them out on something that is not your spouse, not your child, not another person that can receive that negativity from you. And that has been a huge blessing in my life, to be able to dump some of my frustrated feelings onto a paper. It can help in two different ways. The first way is you see things objectively once they're outside of you. And this helps me see things objectively. It helps me see, oh, I'm annoyed because of something stupid and I can move past that. Or I'm mad because my wife did this thing that she shouldn't have done. And usually they're pretty dumb reasons that don't make any real difference. Whether I just shouldn't be mad at it, and I realize that. But the other thing that it does is it clears your mind and it helps you dump those feelings out onto something that is not your wife or your child. And that has proven to be extraordinarily helpful for me. And I hope that that can be helpful for you. So as we wrap up this episode, just remember that if you can address your own wounds and your children don't suffer for them, that is what we are aspiring to. If some things slip out, as I've said before, I believe in second chances and I believe amends can be made. I believe that you can change that relationship. If you have older children that you have taken out your own wounds on and you've inflicted pain in some way, shape, or form on them, there are very few things that I think that you can't work out. I think most things, there can be forgiveness, there can be asking for forgiveness. And again, I believe in second chances, and you can make it better. You can work those things out through therapy, through prayer, through writing, through any number of different ways to to work them out so that you don't continue to hurt your child in the process of trying to heal your own wounds. So that's what I've got for you today. Go work out those past wounds, those past issues that you have left festering for a long time, so that you can be that chain breaker, so you don't take it out on your children and let that chain of frustration and anger and negativity or even abuse or addiction continue through their life into their children. We want to stop that with us as much as we can. Thanks again for listening. If you find value in what I've talked about, please consider liking, subscribing, and sharing this podcast. And we will talk to you all next time. Peace. As always, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope that it can provide some value to somebody out there. I hope that as we rise the tide, we can lift all the boats. I hope that so many dads can become better dads just from trying to be a little bit better every day. If you find value in what I'm sharing, please consider giving a like, a subscribe, and a share to this podcast. Share it with somebody who you think may glean some value from it. Please give us a like on or follow us on Facebook. Just began the new Facebook page. And on Instagram, both at Quick Tips for Dads. And we will talk to you all next time.